Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another second of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you. I know I talk really fast. Sorry about that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Got a lot of crazy stuff that's been sent to me that you guys told me about. I mean, I can't even believe half this stuff. But always appreciate, like I say, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Always appreciate the time. Let your friends, your loved ones, well, maybe even your unloved ones know what's going on. And they do. I appreciate the time you spend with me. All right. Christmas is right around the corner. And I mean literally right around the corner. Don't blow it. Come on, guys. Wake up. Right? You don't want to go through the stores. Some of you don't like Amazon. Whatever the situation is, you got one place you can go where if you buy product there, the owner is on your side. He supports the things that you support. Now, you know where I'm going with this, right? So, I mean, seriously, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70%. We're talking pillows, pillowcases, blankets, sheets, robes, slippers, towels. You know what? Want to make honey happy? Pick something from there, because I'll tell you what, they have returns up until March. All right? And if you don't, I mean, think about how long that is. Seriously, it's unheard of. Use promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You'd be very happy with the product. I use it all. All right? That simple. I use it all. And I wouldn't push it. I wouldn't discuss it with you if I didn't think it was worth your time and your effort. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Man, there's just so much to move through here. You know, you heard again the calls for Epstein's. We're going to go through all this. You know, to get a subpoena for Epstein's flight logs. Why are they afraid to put them out there? Right? Why are they afraid? What would keep them from wanting to share these with anybody? Anybody got an idea? Because I have no understanding, no idea why they would not want you to see what pathetically disgusting people were on these flights. And yet, nothing. You don't hear them screaming about it, screaming for it. All right. And the one that'll take the cake for you, that'll really make you, now listen, and I'm not trying to make you sick on purpose, but it ain't going to be hard. Only in California. California water regulators are poised to approve, you ready for this one? A very long-awaited rule that will allow local water agencies to convert sewage, such as what drains from toilets and showers, directly into drinking water. That's right. The landmark regulation will go before the state Water Resource Agency for consideration next week. If approved, it would enable projects sometimes dubbed toilet to tap to move forward in numerous communities, including the Santa Clara County. Now, reusing water gives us a supply that, in essence, is always going to be there. Why? Because people are always flushing toilets, taking showers, and so on. If you guys would allow the water to flow, I mean, it's a long story, and I'm not going to get into the all bits and parts of it. We don't have a problem if they would allow the water to flow from Northern California to Southern California. You know, there's trying to save what they refer to as a fish call. I mean, this is a fish. I don't even know if it's a fish. It's so small. Probably the size of your middle finger, your index finger. On the East Coast, we use the same fish as bait. And yet, in California, the eco freaks want to save this thing because they're afraid we're going to kill it. Reusing water gives the supply that, in essence, is always going to be there. This is according to Darren Polmus. He's the Deputy Director of the Division of Drinking Water at the Water Board. Additionally, options for drinking water are expected to become critical as climate change intensifies. You know that thing that it's already been debunked all across the planet? Now you've got other countries stepping up and going, no, we're not getting in on this. We're not dealing with this. Right now, most ways, you know, think about something. Not one prediction that they made has come true. Not one. And don't go to a hardcore left-wing site and show me. You know, I mean, the polar caps aren't gone. New York City isn't under, what was it, 60 feet of water, almost uninhabitable. They said Manhattan would be uninhabitable. Go back and look at all the original predictions they made. Nothing. Not a one. Joe Messina, your host. Let me calm down. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Here we go again. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It really is the only way you win. You have to have the information, right? I mean, seriously. When you look at this, when you look at what's going on around us, many of these people, they're protesting Israel or what have you. They're ill-informed. They really don't know what's going on. I'm not even so sure they care. Right? I mean, seriously. We're talking about the drinking water here in California, how it will soon be, God bless, it's going to soon be your toilet water. That's right. The California legislature is poised to make it so that you can use shower water, drinking water, you can reuse it after you clean it up. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, most wastewater in California gets treated and then discharged into the ocean. Right? Rivers, other bodies of water. Right? Under the proposal, some water, well, they could be kept in a system. Just needs to be treated to a higher level. Right, in a matter of hours or days, it could be returned to the main water supply in a process known as direct potable reuse. Now, Here's the thing. What if you're sick? What if there's things in the urine and, you know, I mean, you're talking about flushing the toilet here. What happened? Somewhere downstream it knows whether there was a load of brown stuff in there or yellow or what? How does it figure out what gets reused? I mean, I think this bill went into to increase the sales of bottled water. That's what I think. A few other states, including Texas, Colorado, are also experimenting with direct potable reuse. Other parts of the world, including Singapore and Namibia, they've embraced it. Yeah, so those are places I know not to drink the water, right? Seriously. I maybe it's a mental thing. I don't know. Somebody could probably send me something that says, you know, the astronauts drink their own urine. The impact on water supplies in California won't be immediate, even after the Water Board approves the regulations. They can't take effect until the state's Office of Administrative Law signs off on it. Now, they're not going to turn it down. You know, it may be a few years out there before the first projects receive approval, but I don't see. They use this to put you at ease and go, okay, we still got time to fight this. And the next thing you know, it's up in your face and it's happening. Right? Now, coastal communities will particularly benefit from California's proposed rules because they typically discharge wastewater in the oceans, not rivers. So, you're thinking, first of all, they could release it further out. They could do that. They don't want to. And secondly, we can do desalinization plants. We don't have a problem with water in California. We have a problem with distribution, getting it to where it needs to go. I mean, I'm close to one of the largest aquifers in California, which is where, you know, water is stored underground, if you would. So they have a way to make this happen. I know this is not a big deal for other states or what have you, but this shows you when you've got full Democrat rule, what they're able to pull off. You know, first it was gray water reuse. Okay, fine. So you get what they would call gray water, was water that ran off when your lawns were being watered, water from rain. That was the other thing. You couldn't capture rainwater. What the heck is that all about? Really, seriously. So you couldn't use God's water to rewater the lawn? Really? Anyhow. But now you can grab, quote-unquote, gray water. I guess it's the difference between if you technically, you know, use a vendor's product to grab it, or you let it run off your roof into barrels that you have set aside so you can use it to water your lawn. The state is just, they make those, this will, use it, I don't, so, I'm just so nuts over this. When you have a bunch of legislators who tell you that when you walk into a restaurant, if you're standing, you have to have a mask on, but if you're sitting down, you don't. Because the joke was, maybe COVID can't go any lower than 5 feet. I mean, in all sincerity, are we for real? Anyway, I'm sorry. I do find it amusing. I don't even get how to deal with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. I mean, as I always say, truly be part of the conversation. So you are part of the solution. When you look at some of the issues that you see coming, we all have it. We all read about them. There's nothing. Come on. There is nothing new here. Nothing we haven't seen or heard before with some of these stories. They're just more in your face now. And it doesn't seem to be anything to slow them down or to stop them. There's so many stories out there, so many things going on with Biden, the Biden family, the judge in the Trump case. The calls have been growing and growing and growing for Congress to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. Right? The Democrats are stonewalling it. They don't want to let it happen. What are they afraid of? I said that earlier. Right? They want to identify possible perpetrators who may have taken... We don't know the name of one person who took advantage of these girls. What happened to all the Me Too people? Where are the feminists? Where are all these people that want to support these women? Right? I mean, in all sincerity, I don't know how you sit there with a straight face and say you're for the women. And you women who buy into this, I'm amazed. Totally floored and amazed. You buy into they care about you more than the Republicans do. And you know what you do? It's all over one issue. What you refer to, which is almost a joke, as reproductive rights. Right? What you refer to as reproductive rights is what you consider to be what everything hinges on. Apparently, girls being raped or being taken advantage of, that's not a big deal. As long as you have a right to abort a baby at any point in time in a pregnancy, because it might get in the way of your career or something, everything else goes by the wayside. You don't really care what happens to other, you really don't care what happens to other women. The power brokers on the Epstein flight log. We'll probably start, and you won't believe it anyway, but whatever. It's just like now when I'm here, the Democrats stepping up and say there's absolutely no evidence that ties Joe Biden to any misdoing. And I'm thinking, wow, you're just totally ignoring everything you see in front of you? You want to throw Trump in jail for so much less. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer describes a meeting on Capitol Hill as impactful.
He outlined in some great detail the kind of help he needs, how it will help him win.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating border solution is very complicated.
This is due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kyiv. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to President Biden, Hobbs attributes a request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-BRO-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Get informed first. Have a clue as to what you're pushing back on, talking about, trying to get accomplished. I don't know. It's just amazing. All right, we're on it again with, we really need to get Epstein's flight logs. What is everybody afraid of? You know? I mean, what could possibly be a problem? You know, the man died in jail after he hung himself from knee height. The cameras were off. Oh, they were not malfunctioning. I'm sorry, they weren't off. Yeah. The two guards that were, you know, supposed to be watching him. I don't know if one fell asleep or what the deal was with the two of them, but nowhere to be found. For all intents and purposes, think about it. Here was a guy they were supposed to keep an eye on, big time. And all of a sudden, he hung himself from his knees. So obviously there was nothing there to hide. Maybe he just felt bad about what he did, right? So again, after all of this, after his confidant, she's now in jail, and we still can't get the log. Why would she be in jail if there was no problem here? What are we afraid of? What are they afraid of? I'm not afraid of anything. Tim Burkhardt, a Republican out of Tennessee, said, hey, look, there's all kinds of unanswered questions here. Who's the identities of America's most powerful, well-known people? They may have been involved. We need to know. Right? Because they might be compromised. If they're actually on this list and they're afraid it's going to come forward, somebody could be blackmailing them. We don't know. The American people have a right to know. Yeah, they do. Which one of these pervs up there in D.C. took part of this? What about Bill Gates? I mean, think about this. Bill Gates married for years. Every summer went on vacation with his lover, and his wife knew about it. Right? I mean, this is normal? Look. The victims of Jeffrey Epstein, they deserve to know. They deserve justice. The perpetrators deserve to be brought in front of a judge. And it floors me. If you got a different idea, if you're telling me how wrong I am, either you believe, I love the Kavanaugh thing. You got to believe the women. Well, except if they're pointing their finger at the Democrat, don't believe the women anymore. There's something wrong with them. Right? It's what it boils down to, doesn't it? Burkett also accused the Senate Democrats of recently blocking an effort by Senator Marsha Blackburn to subpoena the flight logs. Why would they do that? Why would they stop that? What are they afraid of? Got to be careful because the flight logs might disappear by accident. Somebody might forget where they put them. It shouldn't be a partisan issue either, right? This has nothing to do with being a Democrat or Republican. I think there's so much information on that about Clinton, about Obama. I didn't see Biden anywhere around there. I might have missed that one. I think there's some pretty powerful people that tend to be hovering around one side of the aisle, if you would. This should not be a problem for them to find out who participated in this and bring them forward and speak to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dick Durbin, it should be really easy for him to do this. My concern is that what's going to happen is that even if the Republicans keep the House and get the Senate, this stuff will be nowhere to be found. Right? It'll be deleted, it'll be wherever, but you won't be able to find it anyplace. And then what? Democrat aide to the committee told a local news source that Durbin made clear he was willing to stay all day in order to allow Republicans to offer, as well as to debate the 177 amendments that they filed ahead of the hearing, and that the committee would vote on the subpoena authorization after. That's not what he said. When you hear him on the floor, I wish I had the video. We watched it. That's not what he said. Number of big-name actors, politicians, other public figures, well, they reportedly have been on the passenger list. You're looking at Bill Clinton? Hey, Donald Trump supposedly was on the list. Robert Kennedy Jr., Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, Chris Andrews. When you found out that he might have been on the list, all of a sudden, you know, you couldn't find him anywhere. Wasn't that nice? I mean, seriously. I mean, really, Epstein previously, he pleaded guilty at one point in Florida to charges of soliciting and procuring a person under the age of 18 for prostitution. Okay, hello? He admitted to it. From that point on, it should be an easy slam dunk, you would think. Anyway. Biden went off on White House reporters again. But he doesn't like it when you challenge him. And yet they didn't like when Trump challenged you, but it was a 24/7 news cycle if he said anything. Anything at all. So Biden got testy with White House reporters on Tuesday as they blasted him with questions during the Oval Office meeting. He was with the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. After his talk with Zelensky concluded, the gaggle of reporters present, they prepared both world leaders, peppered both world leaders with questions. Now, Biden was taken back by the number of questions. He was looking around like somebody was, you know, peppering him with a BB gun or something. He held up his hand and he exclaimed, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hush up a second." So when they got quiet for a minute, he said, "Look, I got one more thing to say." He was holding a stack of papers in his hand. He said, "I just signed another $200 million drawdown for the Department of Defense for Ukraine." What do you expect? I would be excited? Right? How hard would it be to do an audit? Let's find out where the money went. Right? What weapons? I know that the dollar amounts that you're hearing aren't all dollar amounts. Some of them are the value of the equipment and the weapons we're sending. Why can't we get a breakdown? What's the problem with that? Now, Zelensky, obviously, with a big smile on his face, like, you know, thank you very much. Right? An official said that Biden's promise of an additional $200 million to Ukraine will be taken from the Pentagon stockpiles and include additional ammunition for a high-mobility artillery. Right? But again, I'm going to go right back to what I said before. I want to know where the money's going. Where did the cash go? Who took the cash and all of that? Seriously. The president told CNN's Caitlin Collins that she was in the wrong business during a press conference in 2021 after she asked him a question about Putin. He didn't like it, so he wouldn't respond to it. Again, these are the same things they beat up on Trump for. For calling them out about the stupid questions they were asking and how they weren't asking other elected officials the same question. I don't know if you remember, too, didn't he rip Stephen Nelson from the New York Post for asking a quote-unquote dumb question about allegations that he received money through Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings? Right. And now you can see, you see it through emails, you see it through bank records, that guess what happened? Joe Biden, Joey B, got money from Hunter's business dealings. I mean, the man lied. And they called Trump the liar-in-chief. I don't think Biden could find the truth if you showed it to him, if you pointed right at it. There's been plenty of times, go look at some of the videos in the last couple of weeks. Now, I don't know if he doesn't hear him. He's out in la-la land. He's on a different planet. But Biden walks right by these people, doesn't say a word. Totally ignores them like they're not even around. And yet, that's okay. Not a problem. We're getting so deep into this. I'm hoping, and I'm seeing it. We're seeing the walk-away movement start to grow again. If people are tired of it, Joey B's not helping him. He's not doing what he said he was going to do. The Arizona governor is begging for help at this point. Is she not going to get any? He doesn't care about her. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain.
Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. I know some of you get tired of me saying that all the time, but it doesn't seem to set any. I get more complaints. Right? When I'm doing my school board duties, and people send me emails or want to talk to me, and you know they talk about the issues that they want to fight and push back on, but then you know what happens? They don't show up. So you don't really mean you want to fight. What you mean, right, is that you want to. You want to complain, and if you really, really, really have to get off your butt, show up, then all of a sudden it all falls apart. It doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, back to Joe Biden. Unable to handle questions from the press. No, he really can't. And it's irritating as heck. Because this is the same stuff they ripped up Donald Trump for. Right? They went after him for the way he talked to people, how he responded. Oh, he's just so mean. Mean tweets. The problem is that Joe Biden can't even spell tweet to be able to get it on his phone. Can you imagine what Joe Biden's tweets would look like? You'd actually have to hire somebody to help you figure out what they were. What they meant, what they said. I love this too. Just to show you a little more of the true dementia going on in the Democrat Party. Chicago mayor launches lawsuits against companies transporting rogue buses of migrants to the city. But you said you were a sanctuary city. You actually have said on several occasions that you want to welcome them in. So how do you want to welcome them in one way and then keep them out another? Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is going to file dozens of lawsuits against these rogue bus companies. I don't know why he calls them rogue. In an effort to show the seriousness of the migrant crisis, some Republican governors have, they're said some. The seriousness, no. What they're trying to show you is the hypocrisy of the left, who want to constantly talk about how we should allow them in, we should be humane to them, those governors are nasty and mean, but yet when they fall in their backyard, all of a sudden it's too much. Now check this out. They have 24,000 migrants who've arrived in Chicago since August of 2022. 24,000. Texas puts up with that in a week. Right, and all of a sudden, but poor Chicago, poor New York. They say it's really getting bad because the winter's setting in. Right? We don't know if we can handle all this. It's just amazing. The mayor's office spoke to Casio Mendoza, the local newspaper. He slammed the rogue, uncoordinated buses, claiming that they were endangering the lives of migrants, and called for bus companies to be held accountable. He declared that Chicago continues to welcome asylum seekers, but the city can't safely and effectively shelter migrants when the bus company contracted by the state of Texas violate all safety measures. Well, what would those safety measures be? Right? Now, check the wording. The city is implementing new rules for buses on when and where they can drop off migrants. The new rules reportedly include a cap of 2 buses per hour, limited drop-off times to Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30 p.m. The buses will also need approval by the city to drop off passengers. Isn't that funny? No, don't think about that. Isn't that funny? You know they're not going to approve them. I thought they wanted these people. You can find the buses up to $3,000 a bus. Pay the fine. Good luck to you. Now, according to the Tribune, a local paper, over 460 migrant buses have arrived in the city since May. Ooh. Chicago Alderman Ray Lopez, you know, he told a local news source that residents are fed up with the growing migrant crisis. I think what they're worried about is the Democrat Party vocalizes all kinds of things and then does not deliver. Not on one. And they actually do the opposite. Look, they can't keep them safe in the streets of Chicago. And the way they want to push back and fight back is what? Anybody know? Come on, you know this, right? The way they want to push back and fight back is to blame us. Ignore the situation. Throw more money at it. Complain at those who, from Texas, for instance. When you send them up to Chicago, who, again, we're a sanctuary city. We love it. We love everything about it. We bring them on. We love them. I know. I just think this is hilarious. I really do. I don't know any other way to put it, but when you talk about these people and how they just don't care. Vice President Kamala Harris is at it again. Is it Kamala? Carmela? Kamala? I like the rogue bus company thing, though. I think that's a rogue. I don't even know what that means. Harris was in the middle of speaking at a Christmas party on Monday when Delaware State Representative Medina Wilson Anton held up a sign that read, "Cease fire," and began yelling at the vice president. She went on to say, "Madam Vice President, I'm a rep from Delaware. Did you know in Bethlehem they are not celebrating Christmas? Did you know in Bethlehem baby Jesus is under rubble? Why won't you call for a ceasefire?" You know her. Right? Then she cuts off the person saying, "Hey, look, I appreciate you wanting to be heard, but right now I'm speaking. Gee, no kidding. Really? We wouldn't have known that. She starts yelling again, call for a ceasefire now. Most lawmakers oppose a call for ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Look, it's none of our business, really. No, no, in all sincerity. Israel was attacked. Flat out, I stand with Israel. That was a chicken, evil chicken way to handle things. Just like what the Japanese government did to us at Pearl Harbor. And as long as Hamas clings to its ideology, as long as it's the mindset is totally to destroy Israel, there is no ceasefire. I love this stuff where the Hamas showed up and wiped out 1,200 people, including babies. Babies! Right? How much more evil do you need to be? Israel, before bombing places in Gaza, went ahead and dropped leaflets. Yeah, you got 24 hours to leave. You got 2 days or whatever it was. They let them know they were coming in. I don't think Hamas did do that, did they? It's amazing. They can't keep this up. And the ceasefires, all they do is they allow Hamas to restock their munitions, to find new places to hide their stuff. Many Democrats, God bless them, some of them are finally stepping up to push against Biden. Many Democrats are from within. They've expressed disagreement with the president. Representative AOC, oh, wow. She broke up members of her party in calling Biden administration to veto United Nations resolution that called for a ceasefire. She called it shameful. So what does she want us to do? Because every time there's a ceasefire, you guys know that Hamas doesn't stop. Right? The Biden administration can't reconcile their professed concern for Palestinians and human rights while also single-handedly vetoing the UN's call for a ceasefire. See, what nobody wants to hear, nobody wants to see and or believe is that all the ceasefire does is really give Hamas time to strengthen itself, to regroup. And now, again, what you're hearing, you know, in all of this, is how these representatives from the, what do they call them, the squad? They call them the goon squad or something. That'd be better within. But you have refs like Omar and Presley, Tlaib. All of them have been caught chanting the pro-Palestinian slogan from the river to the sea. Why haven't they been censored? Why haven't they been removed? Right? Hey, you got to ask the question. Rules only apply to one side. Come on, it's obvious. We see it happening more and more and more. It's obvious. Anyway. I wouldn't remain silent. I would be screaming from the rooftops as to what they were doing, what they got going on. It's just wrong in every way. All right, look, you know, your prayers and hearts go out to the Israelis at this time. I'm sorry, my hearts don't go out to the Palestinians. There is no Palestinian country, if you would. The Jordanians won't. Do your homework on this. Thomas Senior Host. Brad Davis joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.